Well, as we continue our discussion with the psychic Elizabeth Joyce, we'll take your phone calls as well. We'll need your name, your city, and your full birth date. And then you can ask her a question or so. George Norrie back with you along with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth, what would you say your specialty is? Are you an energy healer? Are you an astrologer? Just a plain psychic? What would you say your specialty is?
I do it all.
Jack of all trades, huh?
I do it all. And
master of many.
Teacher of teachers. That's just who I am. I don't know why, but I do astrology, I do psychic readings, and I do healing.
Do you have a preference that you like?
Well, I always like to see somebody work their life out. To me, it doesn't matter what way you do it as long as they get the message and start changing their life.
And you don't hold back, do you?
No.
I mean, if you see something that's bad.
I'm a scolder, George.
Well, that's true.
I mean, if I see that somebody is doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same kick in the face, I'm going to say, what are you doing that for? What's the matter with you? That type of thing.
Do people listen when they get a reading from you and you give them advice? Do they listen?
A lot of them don't. A lot of them do, but they don't want to change their life. They don't want me to tell them to start to meditate and get answers.
They want you to tell them things they want to know.
Well, I never tell somebody what they want to hear. I'll always tell somebody the truth.
Well, I know that, but I mean, they're going in hoping you tell them what they want to hear.
Believe me, 95% of them walk away very happy. And they realize that they're part in the upset, and they realize that they have to take steps to straighten it out, no matter what it is, money, children, husband, friends. You have to partake, and you have to do your part.
What about follow-up after you do, like, a reading or something?
I have follow-up either for a month or for 3 months, and I'm working with people now on both bases. It's wonderful. You don't really need follow-up unless you have an ongoing issue, like a legal issue or a moving issue or some kind of upset. I have friends with children that have problems, so we do follow up, or somebody's going through a legal thing and they want me with them while they go through the legal.
Do you work with law enforcement at all, or that's not your thing?
Oh, no, I do.
You do?
Sure. And I work with Frank. Frank does law enforcement. That's his, he's the psychic detective, and he also does crossover readings. But I have worked with law enforcement on many an occasion.
Well, it's in the beginning, I bet, were you sometimes looked at as a suspect because you knew some stuff that nobody else knew?
I was.
Really?
Two New York police wanted to know how I knew. I don't know if you know who Richie Wernstein was. He was Joe Franklin's producer. I worked on Joe Franklin for years. And he called me up about a murder on Long Island, and I told him that the lady on the third floor across the street from the restaurant, from her apartment building, saw the whole thing. And
this is before they even found her, right?
Oh, yeah, they didn't know anything about her, but they did go talk to her. And
she saw it, right?
She saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I told him the name of the murderer, and I told him the name of the person that was killed, and it blew him away. Blew me away, too.
And they followed up, and did they arrest the person?
Yes. That one was a success.
Do you have to testify sometimes?
I have, especially with the gypsy thing and helping people get their money back. Yes, I've gone to court. I've witnessed if I know of an accident. Oh, it's really weird sometimes because somebody will say they had an accident, and I'll be able to see the exact picture of what happened.
Yeah.
And that's why I can't do jury duty.
No, you see things before they happen.
Yes, I do, and I see things. If somebody was testifying and they were lying, I'd know it in a minute.
You'd know it.
Yep.
Exactly, and you'd sway the rest of the jurors.
It's a whole different ball game, But it's a wonderful life. I can't imagine not being able to do this, George. I can't imagine.
What would you say, Elizabeth, in your career has been the most satisfying thing you've done?
What?
Or the story that was the most heartwarming story you've ever done?
There's so many of them.
Give us one.
I'm trying to think. I don't know why I went blank. Well, yeah, I had one where a girl came to my intensive, which I'm doing again in October, and she was scheduled for open heart surgery on Tuesday. She came to the intensive on the weekend before, and I was meditating, and I got told by my guide to put her on the body table and everybody work on her. And so we did for the 3 hours of the intensive. All the work we did just on her, not other people. And when she got up, I looked at her and I said, Debbie, I didn't know that you were so ill. And she said, I'm supposed to have open heart surgery on Tuesday. I said, I don't think you're going to have it. I think you're healed.
Jeez.
And she said, yes, I think I am too. And she never had it.
They checked her out and she was fine?
The doctor called her on Monday, this is really funny, and said that he got called away suddenly on a two-week trip. He was going to be gone for 2 weeks. So she called me up and wanted to know why that happened. And I said, because you're supposed to rest from this intensive that we did. Then she had to go back and do pre-op again, and they found nothing wrong.
Amazing. Because I guess the doctor should have found a replacement surgeon.
That's
if he was going to be gone for 2 weeks.
But that's not what happened. So I know. I just love the way these things work out.
I mean, what did she have? Clogged arteries or something?
I didn't. I think it was a valve.
Okay. And through whatever you folks did, you healed her.
It was energy. And then I had a man come that was going blind, and that all rested itself. And now he's back to 20/20 vision. Doing his meditations and he's doing his vibration work. It's so important to do. We don't understand that a lot of illness we bring on ourselves with our thoughts. The man, the gentleman you mentioned that's doing the research, you should talk to me. I could tell him a lot of things.
Is that the kind of power Jesus had?
Yes. And he always said, greater, that's the thing that he demonstrated. He had a lot more power than that, as you know. But, greater things than I do, you will do also.
All right, we're going to go to the calls, and let me start by giving you their name, their city, and their birth date, Elizabeth, before we go to them, okay? So you can get a jump start here. We're going to go to Elizabeth, and she's in Shelbyville, Kentucky, and her birth date is April 11, 1959. April 11, 1959. And do you want them to ask you a question, or are you going to just go right in? Okay. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. You're on with Elizabeth. And go ahead with your question.
Good evening to both of you.
You too.
I have a couple of questions, so I'll try to keep it brief, but I'll talk fast.
One question.
Number one.
You get one question from Elizabeth for a reading. If you have just a general news type question, go ahead. You can do that too.
Oh, okay. As far as the reading goes, I'm not seeing the future on a couple of specific items, but one is I found a lump under my armpit, and I've had it for over a month. I went to my doctor. He said, get a mammogram. I have the feeling it might be cancer, but I'm not sure, and I'm wondering if you could tell me anything about that.
The one thing that I need to tell you is that you have to get a biopsy. I'm hearing that very strong. Get a biopsy. I do not feel that it's anything serious, but you do need to get a biopsy. It could be a cyst.
Okay, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Good luck to you. Get that done. And that's good advice, too, by the way, Elizabeth. I would question a psychic who would say, don't do anything, you'll be fine.
Oh, no, you can't say that.
No.
That would be against all spiritual law, because you cannot take the place of a doctor.
No. And I mean, the fact that you told her, get a biopsy, you think everything's fine, but get a biopsy,
yes.
I think that's good advice.
Thank you.
Good advice. Next up, let's go to Jason, east of the Rockies, Athens, Ohio, Elizabeth. And
Athens, Ohio.
Yep.
And his, well, that's where Ohio University is.
That's close to it. That's right. Yeah.
My husband went there.
And his birth date is February 29. Ooh, a leap year. 1972. Feb 29, 1972. Jason, how do you celebrate birthdays, by the way?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How do you celebrate your birthday if you're born on the 29th and it only comes up every 4 years?
When I was younger, it was just whatever was closest to a Sunday.
I mean, are you like, technically, how old would you be? Eight?
No, I'm 11 and half.
I love it. Okay, do you have a question for Elizabeth?
Just something in general.
No, I need a direct question, please.
Make it direct.
Oh, okay. Finances.
Finances, Elizabeth.
What about it, Jason?
Boy, you're tough.
Living from, you know, paycheck to paycheck, is it going to get any better?
All right, that's good.
It will be when you make the adjustment that you know you have to make. Is there something that you want to learn or branch out to? I'm feeling a change coming for you. You're going into something different or something with more knowledge that's going to enhance your work, and it's going to be very soon.
Oh, okay.
Are you looking for a promotion?
Not really. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
Love those truck drivers. Keep us going.
Something's going to change, Jason, that's going to bring you the opportunity to earn more or get more an hour. And it's coming pretty quickly. I'm going to tell you probably by mid-October.
That's pretty good. Right. Jace, thanks. Good luck to you. And next time you're on, Elizabeth, maybe some of these people can call us back to see how things went.
Yes, I do get response. I do. Somebody said, gee, you told me 2 years ago, and now it's happening.
Do you see, when you do a healing, psychic healing, do you see the illness, or do they have to tell you what's wrong with themselves?
I can see the general part of the body that it's in, but I'd like them to be specific so that I can really focus.
All right, next up, we're going to Donna in Everett, Washington, where we'll be for a live show next year, December 10th, 1942. December 10th, 1942. Hello, Donna. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. I love your program. It's really brought a lot of, given me a lot of education about subjects I've never thought of before.
Well, we'll keep doing it, too. So go ahead. Elizabeth's here. Give her a specific question.
I've been stuck for the last few years, and I want to know if I'm going to get out of that and what type of future I'm going to have.
She's in a rut. How does she get out of it, Elizabeth?
Well, I know you've been in a rut, and I know why you've been in a rut. Saturn just finished with you, and I do feel that what's happening is you're kind of giving up when you have such beautiful things around you. I want to say that I would like to see you be a little bit more blessings for what you do have, and I do see a change coming. You want to make a change, and you're concerned about financial ability. And is it something to do with your daughter? Do you have a daughter?
I have no children.
Okay, because I'm feeling that is going to come your way. And I'm feeling that it's going to be before the end of the year. So don't lose hope.
Don't lose hope.
You're not alone. You're not neglected.
Good luck, Donna.
Say hello to your family more.
When you say something like that, what do you see?
I see her reaching out for her children, and I see the daughter reaching back, and she hasn't been doing that. So I'm seeing that her feeling alone and abandoned is because she needs more response from her children.
How important is knowing astrology with your psychic work?
Oh, it's very important because astrology gives me the timing.
Interesting. And astrologically, how are we doing this year?
We're doing better this year than we did last year, and we're going to have a very tough time come January. And so we'll have to see what happens. Pluto's going to conjunct Mars and Saturn, and that's an explosion. We don't know what that's going to be.
We're taking calls with the psychic Elizabeth Joyce. Her website, newvisions.com. There's a dash in between New and Visions, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. I'm going to give you a phone number just to write down if you want to call her for appointments later on. Don't do it tonight after the show. She's going to go to bed. 201-934-8986. That's 201-934-8986. Can they get that number off your website as well, Elizabeth?
I do believe it's there. Now, that's my 24-hour answering service, so you really can call anytime.
Okay, cool. Next up,
we'll get back to you within 48 hours.
Our first-time caller, we're going to Andrea in Washington, Missouri, and her birth date is May 23rd, 1988. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, George. It's such a pleasure to finally be on with you. I listen every night out here delivering newspapers.
Well, thank you. And go ahead with your question for Elizabeth.
I wanted to ask about my finances.
And what's your question?
Well, I seem to have problems saving money, and I'm looking into starting a business and with Rodan and Fields. And do you see me...
Is that organic fuel?
Rodan and Fields.
What is that?
It's a business. It's like face care.
Oh, okay. Okay. Facial stuff and things like that. What do you think, Elizabeth?
I'm not thrilled.
You're not thrilled with that. How about her financial future?
I think your financial future is going to get a lot better, than it has now. And I see a change coming. I'm going to say February or March. So you'll do this for a while, but then I think you're going to go on to something else. I think you need to do this because you have to meet other people and learn a little bit of the ropes, but then you'll go on to something else that will really pay off.
So you're saying give it a try.
Yes, give it a try, and then you go to the next step. Good luck to you.
Go for it, Andrea. Hope it works out for you. Interesting take. So you don't hold back, do you?
No, I'm honest.
You just lay it right out there.
Well, I was concerned about the product, to tell you the truth.
All right. Interesting. Interesting. of what you do, psychic reading, psychic healing, astrology work, do you have a favorite?
Yes, I like to do the spiritual counseling.
You do.
And I love to work. I love to teach people the tarot. I love to work on Skype, and I like my spiritual counseling.
Tarot cards are amazing,
so
aren't
rewarding.
They?
It's so rewarding.
Do you know Art Rosengarten, the tarot expert? We bring him on every once in a while.
I've heard the name. Yeah, probably heard the show.
He's a good guy. Yeah, we got to get you two together. He's he's one of a kind. Let's come back in a moment, Elizabeth, and we're going to take some final phone calls for you as we continue talking about the future, what's going to happen this year, what's going to happen in the years to come, all that and much more just ahead for you on Coast to Coast AM with Elizabeth Joyce. On our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to deal with deception, how you can tell that you're being deceived. It's an amazing story, so that'll be our next Coast to Coast show. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're back with Elizabeth Joyce, our psychic, and we will take your final phone calls as well. Elizabeth, when do you expect this new book, Backstage, to come out?
Hopefully it'll come out by the end of the year. I'm asking people to send me in their story of what they think a backstage is, or a serendipity, or a magic, and then I'll explain it. And I'm going to put it in the book.
How do you explain this energy behind some of these things that occur?
The energy happens before the action. You have to think about it. You have to create it. You have to know it, and then it happens.
And how does it work?
Well, it works, you know, when you're doing baseball, let's do baseball. Because it's easy. Once they play about six games, you know who's going to win the World Series.
I don't. The energy Maybe you do, but I don't.
Same thing with the Kentucky Derby. Now, sometimes I can read it, and sometimes I can't.
Are you saying you can pick the winner of a horse race?
Oh, I always. That's in my book, Unlimited Realities. Yes,
I'm taking you to the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, that's my bucket list. Do it, George.
We should do it with a little satchel of cash, and you pick the horse. Boy, if we lose, we're up a creek.
It doesn't happen. When I was little, we had a helper in the house, and she had a niece, and the niece would come and pick her up, and she'd find me, and she'd sit me on the couch and have a newspaper and ask me which horse I liked, because I loved horses.
Oh, that's great.
And I'd give her the name, and she'd go win at the track.
I've got a buddy who I swear casinos should hire as the cooler, because when he's with you, you can't win. Why is that?
Oh, well, that's energy, too.
I mean, he's not a bad guy.
No.
It's just that when he's around, you people don't win. It's uncanny.
Then don't invite him.
And he gets up, he goes out and sits at the bar, and people start to win again.
There you go.
It's strange. All right, let's go back to the phone calls for you. This last half hour is going to go by quickly. Next up is Tony from Corona, California. And Tony's birthday is April 12th, 1943. Hey, Tony, how have you been?
Hey, what's up?
All's well. How about a question for Elizabeth, and she'll give you a reading?
Okay, I have a little bit of a health problem with diabetes.
Diabetes. And the question would be what?
I just need to... get a better feel about myself.
All right.
Yeah, you need to get a grip on it. And I'm going to ask you if you do any walking.
Do you do much walking, Tony?
I have neuropathy, and it's very difficult for me to be walking.
Okay.
You need to move more is the message, George. He needs to move more, even if it's just sitting in a chair and throwing his leg out and back and throwing his arms out. There needs to be more movement, because that's part of the problem. And the other part of the problem is your weakness for the wrong food. So start drinking more water, a lot more water, and if you do some movements, even if you do 10 or 20 minutes a day, that's going to help you.
Now, can't diabetes, Elizabeth, under the proper medication, be in check?
Yes, yes. And I didn't ask him about his medication or his doctor. I was just trying to help get his blood moving, get his body moving.
Oh, no, I understand,
everything
sure.
Everything could, you know, just circle through. I know that it's been very difficult for you, but you have to try to overcome that heavy feeling. And the only way you can do it is to move the body.
Absolutely. Get that glucose level checked and put it in check.
And you should see some relief coming to you if you do that.
So, I mean, a lot of diabetes is caused by diet, the wrong foods.
It's caused by sugar. A lot of it's caused by alcohol.
And stuff like that. Yeah, some of it's genetic, but I think a lot of it you can control.
Right, and just because you have it in your genetics doesn't mean you have to bring it on.
True, good point. Next up, we're going to Gary in Boise, Idaho. Gary's birthday is October 11, 1951. Hey, Gary, welcome.
Oh, hello. Joyce, I've had a disease for many, many years, and it's basically killing me, and the doctors can't figure out what it is, and they kind of give up on me. Do you know what it is and how I can stop it before it kills me? Because it's getting pretty bad now.
What are the symptoms, Gary?
Oh, I'm just totally fatigued all the time, and the muscles are bad. I'm real dizzy. I feel like I'm anxiety, like I'm dying. And
probably have fibromyalgia, and the doctors don't even know what that is.
Could be.
I've asked about that, but they just don't know.
Well, it's one of those mysterious things like fibromyalgia, and of course what you need to do with that is move again and drink water and make sure that you don't have too many carbohydrates. You say you've had this your whole life. I think it's a mindset, and I think if you do some present life regression work, that you would see it start to relieve itself.
I've had it for about 12 or 15 years, and it's just getting so bad.
So what was the emotional shock that brought it on? That's the question.
Yeah, how did it start, Gary? Do you remember the moment?
Oh, I'm not really. I went through a bad breakup with a fiancé and stuff like that, maybe some of that.
Would that contribute to that, Elizabeth?
Oh, absolutely. Mental and emotional is the main cause.
Really?
mental, emotional. And Gary, have you gotten close to another partner since then?
Yeah, I went to a couple other women type thing, but I just gave up.
Yeah.
I think I've contracted a disease of some kind. Can't figure out what it is.
Well, it's depression, and it's lack of wanting to go on because you felt like you lost so much. You need to change that mindset, and the way you do it is present life regression work and meditation.
How did you know he had some kind of serious event?
He had to.
Huh.
He had to, or he couldn't have this disease.
All right, good luck, Gary. Do those things. Work on it.
It's the work I do. It's part of how energy works.
How important is it to follow those steps you just mentioned to the letter?
Extremely important. And it's going to be more and more important in the next 5 years.
Why?
Because we're going to see more of it, George. Remember we talked about the weather changes. We talked about anger and upset. Well, that brings on discomfort. If you're out of sorts, if you're not in harmony with your body, remember I told you about the invisible body, and if you're not in harmony with it, then you are not getting the energetic source from the universe that you need to survive. It's like sunlight.
We're going to Celia next in Bradenton, Florida, December 17th, 1964. December 17, 1964. Hi, Celia.
Yes, I was adopted. I'd like to meet my birth father for the first time. He's a Golden Globe winner who's known for his tan.
Okay. Sounds like George Hamilton.
Yep.
Was I right?
Yes.
No.
You're psychic.
Jeez.
And do you have proof that he is your father?
To give to him, the PI I was using has passed on. But I talked to 4 police intuitives, 1 PI, and...
Well, what you need to do is write him a letter.
Do you think, Celia, he's aware of you?
Oh, yeah. He actually gave...
Yes, I do think he's aware of her. And I think he doesn't know what to do about it. He does have a family, does he not?
Yes, he had to promise. He gave me a trust fund, and he had to promise to not contact me to do that way back. And
well, he doesn't want to ruin that for you.
Well, there's nothing to ruin with my adoptive family. It's not loving, and they've been hiding my trust fund from me, which shows that it's not.
Okay, but that's a lawyer. You get a lawyer. You find out about the trust fund and how it reads, and you'd make changes. You're the one, honey, that's going to have to take the steps to make the shift. The only reason he's not contacting you is because he doesn't want to ruin the trust fund. Find out how that reads, and then I'm sure that you can arrange to meet him, and it will happen. You're a Sagittarian. It should happen. I'm going to tell you when we go into 2019. It's another year away, but you need to do some work first. And I can work with you offline. So you just let me know, get in touch with me, and we'll see what we can do, okay?
Thanks, Sylvia.
And I've always wanted to meet him anyway.
You get that chance. Get that chance. Thanks. Appreciate that. How did I guess that, Elizabeth?
I don't know. You must be psychic. That was pretty good, George. I have to give you kudos for that.
It was just a feeling. It really was.
She will meet him, but she needs to meet him the right way, too.
Intuition, I think. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I've said it a couple times on the air before. Tom and I were in Las Vegas at an event a couple years ago. After the event, we decided to go play blackjack. And this was a strange blackjack game because they had a little circle there by where they put their cards. You can put a dollar there. And if you got a blackjack, which is an ace and a face card, and you had a dollar in that little circle, you could spin this wheel and get whatever it clicked on. Okay, so it was up from $0 to $1,000 with one spin of the wheel, depending on where it would click. It's a big wheel, like Wheel of Fortune. So Tom and I are there. There's another guy playing, 3 of us at this table. And Tom and I get this blackjack, and I said, Tom, let's concentrate on the $1,000. And he said, yes, you're right, let's do it. It'll work. And the guy next to Tom said, nah, it'll never work. So the wheel is spun by the dealer, and there it goes. Click, 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 click. Tom and I are thinking 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and this guy's going, won't work, won't work. It comes to one click of $1,000, and then it stops. I think this guy killed it for us.
Oh, probably. Why did you let him?
What guy? He was at the table. We were stuck with it.
I was in Switzerland at a convention for healing and new technology, and these men were from Germany, and we went to dinner, and there was a little casino on the way, and I said, oh, they have a little casino. It was a slot machine, and I said, do you want to see how this energy works? I'll get $100. And he said, oh, you'll never do it. So I said, you want to stake me $10? So he staked me $10. And I didn't even have to go through. I was doing quarters. And it hit, and I got $100.
I love it.
So I went and cashed it in and gave him back his 10, kept the rest. Okay.
That's the way
to
do it.
Now it's 2 weeks later, and the convention is over, and we're back at the same restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I dare you to do it again. I said, oh, that's no problem. And I went back in, and I did it again. And he said, that's incredible. Well, I said, that's energy. You need to learn how to work with energy. Although I don't use it for gambling, I rarely gamble.
Oh, well, that's smart. That's smart. Yes, let's go to a couple more quick calls.
I think it will harm the rest of my life, you know, get me out of balance.
Let's go to Michelle, and the city is in Arkansas. It's Powhatan, if I could pronounce that correctly, and December 14th, 1971 is her birthday, December 14, 1971. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
And did I pronounce that city right, Powhatan?
Very close, Powhatan.
Okay, not
here.
Bad. And you have a question for Elizabeth?
Yeah, I want to know if I will reconcile with an ex.
Will she reconcile with the ex?
Your ex wants you back. Do you feel that you know why you broke up and that you have that settled inside of you?
Yes, it's been about 15 years and we've both grown.
I really like him. When is his birthday?
11/9/64.
I really like him and I think he cares about you. It's totally possible. I think it's 11/9, you're Scorpio, right? So I think it's going to be... It could be the holiday season this year, but it will definitely be by next year. But I think the holiday season this year has some very nice times for you.
Sounds good. You want this to happen, Michelle?
Very much.
How about him?
He's planning on it. I'm telling you, George, he's planning on where they're going to live and how he's going to afford it.
Well, here we go.
The new house.
Two times a charm. Good luck, Michelle. Let us know what happens. I'd love to find out. We are almost out of time, Elizabeth. Let's get your website out and where people can get your books. And, of course, you're going to come back when the other book is done backstage, right?
Absolutely. And all my books are on Amazon.com.
Who publishes for you now?
I do. I own my own publisher.
So, okay. Did you ever publish with Louise Hayes when she had a company going?
No, I didn't. I just,
she would have loved your books.
I think she would have.
She would love.
I didn't do that. I just decided I would do it myself, and it's not self-publishing. It's more than that. I don't know how to explain it, but I do publish other people's books as well. I have my own publishing company.
Rest of the year, going to be up or down?
It's going to go down starting in October.
Boy.
Not so bad, but I think we have something coming next year. Next year's going to be way more difficult. And down could be a hurricane or a weather upset.
Sure.
That's so much.
Could be anything.
Yeah, I think Mr. Trump is going to have, I told you, some physical problems.
And he's going to have some tough times. Elizabeth, thanks again for being on the program. Appreciate it. Elizabeth Joyce, our psychic. The website, of course, newvisions.com with a hyphen between new and visions. And that's linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Benald, and George Knapp. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.